Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And our upcoming shows on the road will be in Boston, April 16th. We'll be in Durham, North Carolina on May 21st. And next week in New Orleans, Louisiana. So see us there. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, how do you do? This is Bennett Moon coming out of Athens, Georgia by way of Columbia, Tennessee.
Whoa! You sound like a late night DJ. Is your name really Bennett Moon?
Yeah, and believe it or not, my parents were not hippies. Quite the opposite, law and politics. So I guess I came out with a strange name to just fool all of you.
Bennett, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, just fill in that last word or phrase or do it two out of three times, and you will win our prize. Ready to do it?
Yes, sir.
Here is your first limerick.
At each edit and each table read, Seth and Evan would blaze and proceed. Their results were ironic, but the residue's chronic. Their old office walls still reek of...
Weed?
Yes.
Weed, yes.
Former Sony CEO Amy Pascal, they threw her out of the headquarters, but they gave her a new office on the lot, but she can't move into it because it reeks of pot smoke. Apparently, this is true, the former tenant was Seth Rogen. And he, as we know, smokes so much weed, when he finally exhales, it looks like there's a new pope. They're fumigating, but still, she's going to get a contact high. And we're excited for when Sony greenlights the $50 million film A Bunch of Swirling Colors, starring George Clooney and a lava lamp. Here is your next limerick.
Hydroponics are helping my plot. Master cottontails here quite a lot. I've found rabbit habits include fresh cannabis. Yes, Peter's addicted to...
pot.
Pot. And I should say that the Peter mentioned is Peter Cottontail. Utah is close to becoming the latest state to legalize medical marijuana, but one DEA agent raised the alarm in front of the Utah legislature. He warned them that rabbits might eat the weed, and then what would you have? You'd have a bunch of weed-crazed rabbits running around. They'd run rampant in the state's cornfields and taco orchards. Here is your last limerick.
Bennett, you're really great. Let's see how you do on this one.
Is the next one answer marijuana?
How did you know?
Oh, let him read the limerick.
Ben and Jerry mix up, what do you wanna? Their new batch won't make munchies a gonna. The bigger the cone, the more I get stoned. Their ice cream contains...
marijuana!
Yeah. Yeah. Ben and Jerry say, of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, that when it's legal to do so, they will try to make some marijuana ice cream, resulting in thousands of people simultaneously getting and curing ice cream headaches. Of course, they're going to need to make it a special no-melt formula for the 98% of consumers who will accidentally put it back in the cabinet instead of the freezer.
And I've already got Cherry Garcia.
That's true. Not to mention wavy gravy. Yeah. So, Bill, how did Bennett do in our quiz?
Oh, man, she is really cool. She got all three.
Congratulations, Bennett. Thank you so much for playing.